Good morning, you're listening to FloridaAlley.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Jackie Detmar, the Vice President of Product Development and Design and Marketing for the Mohawk Group. Jackie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So it's this short week for Thanksgiving. You got anything to be thankful for?
Oh, yes. Lots to be thankful for. We got our Chicago showroom opened. Business is ramping up till the end of the year. We're planning for next year. Again, lots of great activities going on. It really hasn't slowed down at all.
I did want to talk to you about the showroom. We'll get to that in just a minute. First, it was encouraging to see that the Architectural Billing Index was up over 50 for the first time in 20 months, right?
Absolutely. And we're seeing projects that were kind of on hold breaking loose now. People are busy with trying to get things back on track as far as timing, get materials moving again. So we're in a good position going into 25.
All right. So this news about your showroom in Chicago, before we get into the details on it, let's just run through the tier one and tier two suppliers in the commercial flooring finishes market. You've got Shaw. They're still in the mart. You've got Tarkett. They're in Fulton Market. You've got Interface. They're on Wells right outside of the mart. You got you, and you're over in Fulton Market now with a big 10,000 square foot space. And then in tier two, you've got Millican, they're in a temporary space, but they're over there near the Fulton Market. J&J's moved to the Fulton Market. You got Mannington Commercial, they're still in the mart. Bentley, right outside of the mart, and HMTX in the mart. So you've got more people that have moved out, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely going to be a different vibe that brings to the Neocon design days.
So you've got these two major marketing forces that focus on Chicago in second week of June. You've got the March and you've got design days. Is there any new news on the cooperative arrangement between the March and design days?
Yeah, the design days committee is working with the March to look at ways that we can coordinate, especially transportation and communication, so that we can make the experience seamless for designers where they can, you know, get back and forth, and looking for ways that works between the showrooms at the Mart and the showrooms at Fulton Market. So still in the works, but definitely conversations happening.
Aren't there some talks with the Best of Neocon to potentially let people who aren't in the Mart participate?
Yep. There's, again, conversations on that. And then, of course, conversations Sandow is working with the HIP awards and different things as well. So, again, I think we'll have a lot of continuity. It'll still be a year of newness, especially for us, that being our first year over there. But, again, we're super excited just for the opportunities to do some different things, to do some new things, and to be able to market and take advantage of things that we've been constrained to by being in the mart. So again, I think it'll be an exciting year.
So the address for your 10,000 square foot space in the Fulton Market area is 811 West Fulton Market. Last year you were down on street level and you were just doing a little peekaboo on what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And now it's finished. It's also important to point out, I mean, we've been talking about what goes on the second week in June in Chicago, but it's important to remember that for Mohawk, this is your presence in this major market year-round, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that was really the reason for the move, was to activate the space 365 days a year and be an anchor in that amazing, vibrant market and make it fun and easy for designers and end users and people to get to us and work every day. So that's another big, exciting part of it. And so we're right there at that 811 Fulton Market, is right at the Fulton Market sign. So you can't miss us, mm-hmm. which is fantastic. Our door is right there. Our Mohawk Group sign will be up right next to the Fulton Market sign. So we're expecting great things out of the space.
All right, tell us a little bit about the space. You've got a personal studio and you've also got a hospitality zone. Give us a few details.
It's a very experiential space. You're able to walk in and there's this beautiful tunneled art hallway that we are using to draw people in. So you get this beautiful mystery of walking down this arched hallway, and then you open up into the full space that you can see the city skyline all the way around. And we were able to play with that whole idea of the experiential space at our grand opening that we had on the 14th this month. Super amazing event. We really played out what it would be like to have a wonderful party in the space. So we had a speakeasy party where we celebrated the culture of care and, you know, built sensorial aspects into the entry. We had a scent room and we had an aura reading space. And then we had beautiful cocktails and food experiences with our culture of care themes behind it. So we had a beautiful dripping honey chandelier display. We also had some major entertainment.
Tell us more about that.
So we had an amazing artist, Tori Amos, pretty famous. He's got a great following, acoustic guitar and Americana. Beautiful performance that he was able to provide in our pop-up stage area that we created in the back of the showroom. So that was another part of the experience.
So all in all, you've got it finished and you had a grand opening. How did the space entertain? Do you think, I mean, you're trying to wow A&D.
It was so fun. Again, it was a great space and it was wonderful just to see how it can perform for us in the ability to set up and have a beautiful instrumental concert, as well as having a beautiful catered dinner, as well as having activities going on. We had people learning about what our personal studio was able to offer. So again, it was just really flexible, wonderful space. We also have this amazing area that we affectionately call it the glam room, which is where we had our sensorial experience where you could go in and have your scent developed and have your own personal perfume experience. And that will be an amazing space to activate throughout the year with all kind of different experiences that we can invite people in to do with us. So again, it was a really functional, but absolutely beautiful, engaging space. You know, when we got the space, it had a full kitchen. So we have a really great hospitality area there with a bar. You'll always be able to come in and get a great coffee or drink that you want to have at the Mohawk Showroom. There's lots of great workspaces. We've got lots of great space to have, you know, sit down, touch down, small group meetings, big group meetings, really flexible.
Now, when you installed the flooring at this location, I'm sure you did both soft and hard surface. What's the ratio? Did you put more soft or more hard?
About 50-50, and we left it very movable. Yeah, we already are planning out the changes that we were going to do for design days, but definitely a good mix. We have as our base, we did our engineered hardwood just because that's a great background for everything. And then we've got new hot and heavy LVT in the space, and then beautiful accents of soft surface tile, and then rugs on top.
Sounds very interesting. So we're coming into 2025. What's your outlook for this next year?
Again, we're just really excited about all the opportunities that are playing in the market right now. We are getting a lot of large, good, exciting projects with new end users, just activities going on in all the segments. Education's been good for us this fall, just good momentum in all segments.
So when it comes to the Mohawk Group, you've got this nice showroom in Chicago now. You've got one in New York. You've got, I think, one in LA and one in San Francisco. Is that right?
We are actually working on a new space in San Francisco that will be activated Q1 next year. So we're excited about being able to have a little bigger and better footprint in San Francisco. And then LA, we've got a small space that we're developing out there as well, kind of the Hive concept, where we'll be having a better activation space there for our team. And then, of course, we have our Dallas space, which does really well for us.
Okay, Jackie. Well, it's good to spend time with you. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Again, been talking to Jackie Detmar,
Vice President
of Product Development and Design and Marketing, and you've been listening to Kempar and Floridalia.net.